Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We are waiting for the beginning of Pork Fest, unless you operate under the assumption that Pork Fest has already started. It really doesn't matter. We could call this Pork Fest if we wanted. I'm just holding out because we promoted the days of Pork Fest as June the 27th through July the
3rd. That's lame. So. Come on, Aria. Join the party. It's Pork Fest.
Well, Pork Fest starts tomorrow. You know, I need a day off from the party. Right? I've been here for a week now. There's a lot of partying in the last week. So.
What, are you getting old?
A little bit, yeah, right, kind of.
That's fair.
Anyway, speaking of things that are going on in the world, there's not much more to say about the abortion thing. I mean, it's been beaten to death, and, you know, MSNBC, they're going to continue crying and all that stuff. But there's other interesting stuff going on. Evidently, HBO has made a series or a movie or a documentary or something.
It's a documentary series, near as I could tell.
About anarchists. In Acapulco, Mexico. Tell us about this, Captain.
Yes, so frequent listeners of Free Talk Live are probably already familiar with things like Anarchapulco. I know Free Talk Live has been to Anarchapulco.
Multiple times I emceed the first one.
Yeah. And so this actually popped up on the social media that shall not be named, Mr. M. Efferberg's platform.
Oh, okay.
From Amanda and Larkin Rose, posted for the last 5 years or so, our friends Kim and Todd have followed the Anarchapulco community, the anarchists connected with it, and become our friends along the way as they documented the story of the ideology of total freedom and its community forming around it. They have spent these years getting to know us and have collected hundreds of hours of footage from 5 years of interviews at the recurring event Anarchapulco, which, of course, they were speakers at and have been, you know, participating in for 5 years. So a very public post, very heartfelt. From the rest of the post, I'm paraphrasing, of course. It's just really long. I don't want to spend all segment reading it. They claim that it's not only been edited and produced, you know, not by HBO, but that it's also not a hit piece. A lot of these documentaries about freedom-loving people or movies that are made by, like, Ross Ulbricht and things like that end up becoming what we call hit pieces, whereas they paint anarchists, libertarians, you know, whatever you want, voluntarists in a poor light, make them seem like enemies of the state. According
to
Amanda and Larkin,
of the state.
I'm sorry?
We are enemies of the state.
Yes, absolutely. But according to Amanda and Larkin, this was edited and produced by anarchists. So
very
it is
cool.
Not a hit piece. Now, with that being said, HBO did put out, and hang on, let me just pull it up here. They put out a press release, if you will. And I will.
My understanding, we dealt with them about 2 months ago. They asked to use some audio from Free Talk Live, and we had to, you know, sign their pieces of paper in order to let them, because you know how official it has to be and all that stuff.
Yeah. But, so they have attorneys, and their attorneys like all of that kind of thing to be in order.
Yes. So from the HBO press release, HBO original documentary series The Anarchists debuts July 10th. The HBO original six-part documentary series, directed by Todd Schramke and produced by Blumhouse Television, debuts Sunday, July 10th, 10 until 11 Eastern. New episodes airing subsequent Sundays at the same time, etc. and so on. In 2015, Jeff Berwick, a Canadian entrepreneur turned provocateur, launched a conference in Acapulco, Mexico, in the hopes of promoting anarchy in its purest form.
What was the date?
2015.
Okay.
Give you the year. An ideal espousing the absence of government with absolute individual self-rule. The event
sounds like
called
a good time.
I'm sorry?
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I am sad that I've never made it to an Anarchapulco.
I've never made it.
Particularly in the early years I wanted to go.
I think 2 years ago I was going to go, but there was an issue over a penthouse, and I think Derek J. maybe. I don't recall the exact specifics, but there was a disagreement between FTL and Anarchapulco. So I ended up not going, and Since then, I've been under federal release that requires me to stay in the country, so...
Well, it's because of events like Anarcapulco that, you know, put Mexico on my list before I moved to New Hampshire. You know, I made a list of, like, where do I want to go and check out where freedom is? And so Mexico had made my list specifically because Anarcapulco was a thing. And, you know, Free Talk Live had been there. I was an avid listener of the show at the time, so...
I think the main thing that makes Acapulco a destination is that Jeff Berwick is there.
Okay.
Yep.
The event is called Anarcapulco. It draws an international array of libertarians, fugitives, and families seeking to unschool their children to protect them from the bureaucracies of modern life, as well as cryptocurrency evangelists and others attracted to the idea of creating a stateless community, free from governments and central banking systems.
Sounds promising.
So far, I'm on board.
Yep.
Unfolding over 6 years, the Anarchists chronicles a strange and deadly series of events. What begins as an impulsive one-off gathering turns into a full-on annual event, growing in size and attracting sponsorship from cryptocurrency companies featuring speakers such as Ron Paul and Bitcoin investor Roger Ver. And when rule-avoidant freedom activists come together in one of the most deadliest or dangerous cities in the world, utopian ideology collides with the unpredictability of human nature. Relationships are fractured, rivalries are forged, and ultimately lives are lost.
It's tragic. I mean, that did happen in Acapulco, and we had someone here on the show, I think, last year who told us a story about that. I mean, it's tragic what happened there.
Jason Henza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, my fear, of course, is that it's going to focus around, like, oh, this event led to this.
Well, it's got to have drama, right? Otherwise, no one would be interested.
Sure.
Oh, I didn't watch Tiger King because of his libertarian principles, right? I watched Tiger King because it was about a gay sex tiger cult. And I was sold from that point on. And then he was trying to, you know, hire a hitman to kill a woman. And, you know, you got to have drama in order to have a sales pitch. I mean,
yeah,
Acapulco had plenty of that.
Well, and that's kind of where I'm going, is that I know that there was other drama. So, you know, hopefully that's not the entire focus. But it continues and says, with intimate access to the main players, the Anarchist features candid first-hand accounts from Berwick, the reluctant figurehead of the movement, anarchy activists Lisa and Nathan Freeman, who left the United States with their children to find a freer life in Mexico, John Galton and Lily Forrester, American fugitives on the run from drug charges, among others. The Anarchist follows individuals engaged in this movement with full access to the drama that ensues as a community tries to live alongside tourists and drug cartels with only the principles of anarchy as their guideposts. The loosely defined ideology proves to be unable to hold the community together, and many of the radical expats eventually find their dream of an anarchist paradise crumbling around them. Ultimately, this stranger-than-fiction tale evolves from a critique of our modern culture into a dramatic observation of the limitations of ideological thinking and the consequences of rejecting consensus.
It sounds really good. When is this air again? And this is going to be on HBO Max.
HBO Max, July 10th, 10 p.m. Eastern. For folks who are in or near the Keene area, if you're in our chat groups, I'm planning on doing a viewing on Mondays that I haven't worked out the details on yet. Stay tuned.
How does that work? Because I understood that when something is released to streaming, you could, like, when they released Tiger King, didn't they release the entire series at once? They didn't, like, release one episode and the next week the other?
Yeah, it depends on the company and
sure.
what they want to do. Sometimes they'll release, drop them all at one time so you can binge. Other times they'll do, you know, make it a weekly thing. Sometimes they'll release one, two, or three episodes immediately and then make you wait for another week for the next episode and the next episode and the next. So they're
That's
doing
right,
all these
yeah.
weird things to, you know, try and shake it up and get more viewers.
Netflix does the same thing with Stranger Things, where they seem to release like one episode a week or something like that. I promised
right.
a friend I was going to watch Stranger Things, and I still haven't actually gotten around to doing it, because, I mean, when am I going to find the time to watch an entire series on Netflix? And even if I did have the time, there's so many other things I would rather be doing than watching a Netflix series. As good of things I've heard about, this sounds like it's going to be great, though. I definitely am going to make the time to watch this. It's going to be on HBO Max, you said, July the 10th.
Yep.
That will be the release of the first episode. And you also said we're going to be doing something there in Keene.
Going to try. I'm working on putting the details together for a viewing for the community.
Should be awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing it. The story of Acapulco is tragic, and it's sad, but it's also uplifting, and it's interesting. It's inspiring. It could very well be the Tiger King of the Liberty Movement, right? And just without the gay sex tiger cults.
I'm just stoked that somebody's doing something. Something from, you know, a company like HBO. There's plenty of libertarians and anarchists and voluntarists doing media. It's just that none of them are, you know, getting the traction or any support from a major media company, for example, like HBO. So I'm very surprised that this is going to be aired on HBO.
Absolutely. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire with Aria, Mark, and the Captain. And we've been talking a bit about Internet privacy, the importance of Internet privacy, and all of that great stuff. So I've got an article here also from MSN about how to scrub yourself from the Internet as best you can. Now, it is possible to scrub yourself from the Internet, but it's very difficult, and I'm going to skip their little preamble here to get into the actual meat of their article. First of all, start with Google. Google is what most people think of when they worry about their data online. The search engine is the largest index of websites, but it's often just the messenger. Know that anything you manage to remove from a search result will likely still live on the site hosting it, unless you also get them to take it down. So, useless advice there for the most part.
I just want to be clear. We're talking about scrubbing yourself from the Internet, not scrubbing yourself on the Internet.
Yes.
Okay.
I imagine it's fairly easy to scrub yourself on the Internet.
I would imagine that, like, there are many people who are already doing this, and they have a niche market, and, like, we're all probably, because we're sitting here and we talk on the radio, going to be advertised too soon about, like, you know, Internet showering devices or whatever, right?
For the first year here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they did have a separate shower thing here, though. I don't know if you saw it, but it was the first time I'd ever seen it. They had actual heat and everything. I don't think it was very popular, though, because for the first time this year, the facilities did not get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
They didn't close down any of the bathrooms, and it was surprising. It was a extremely smooth Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Just sitting here in this particular seat, I had a view of that particular site,
yeah,
and I saw people coming and going rather regularly.
Wow, okay.
I didn't see, like, large groups showing up. I don't know if that's popular here at Porkfest or Porkfest, whatever fest we're at. But, you know, I did see people coming and going and using the facility, so it must have worked. I did also see, I think it was maybe earlier today or last night, where they were like, hey, if you want to come by and use the showers, we're going to start taking stuff down, so it's free now. And so they were offering at least free showers to people who are, maybe they've taken their stuff down and they're on their way out, or, you know, they've been busy helping out with the rest of Forkfest and they needed a shower.
Well, presumably the alternative would be for them to transport all of that water out the same way they brought it in, right? Because these were huge containers of water.
Yeah.
They couldn't just dump it out there.
Yeah, they're the big pallet square size containers inside of a metal frame.
Yeah, I don't know what the cubic feet measurements
there's
of these
things
are.
There's a name for it. I can't think of the name of that type of container.
But they were very large. And, you know, it's not a cooler that you could just dump out. So I imagine they wanted to get rid of that water. But my issue with Google, to get back to the story here, isn't with any of that. It isn't the fact that they index websites or any of that nonsense. I think if you're trying to scrub yourself from Google, you're taking the wrong approach, right? Because Google, as they point out, it's just going out and looking on these websites for whatever you're telling it to search for. But that's my issue with Google, is that they sort of set themselves up to be a gateway to the entire Internet. How does a person find something on the Internet if it's not to go through Google or one of these other major search engines, right? Back in the day, you had to actually crawl around on websites. But since the rise of, like, Google and Ask Jeeves and all of these others, they're the gateways through which one accesses the rest of the Internet.
And there's more and less private search engine on possibilities. I often use StartPage. DuckDuckGo is another one worth mentioning.
I like StartPage. I used to like DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, they've come under fire recently of having shared some information with some state actors.
Well, they also have been lowering results about Russia. They've been getting involved in the disinformation war, where if they think that something isn't true, they don't show those results. And that's not what I want out of a search engine. Now, obviously, StartPage is just using Google, so they're not any better, right? So there isn't a good search engine that I know of at this time. MSNBC says, first of all, Google yourself. I imagine most people have done that at one point in their lives. Keep a list of where your information is popping up, and specifically look for anything personal, like your address or phone number, and any kind of identification details, driver's license numbers, or other information you find inappropriate. That's good advice, but none of that information should ever find its way online in the first place. And you have to have screwed up somewhere for your driver's license number to somehow end up on Facebook or in a Google search result.
Well, you should know it if it, I mean, it's possible that you screwed up, and it's good to know when you've screwed up.
Sure.
So it's worth, I think that's reasonable advice. Google yourself. I'm questioning why we're going after Google first, because of the scrubbing I've done on the Internet, the one that I feel the most free from is getting away from Facebook.
It's difficult to get away from Facebook. I imagine Facebook is on here as well. I don't know.
Facebook is much more like a drug than Google is. Google's just like life, you know?
Now, Google happens to be the organization that won the search engine wars because they provided a superior product to everybody else. And that has made them the closest thing to a monopoly I can think of.
Well, Facebook won the social media wars at one point, and it seems like they're losing it over time just because they're not as novel as they used to be. But people aren't looking for novelty in search engines.
Yeah, I used to spend a lot of time waiting for the next Facebook to come around where everybody would migrate away from whatever they had before. It hasn't really happened yet.
I think there's a lot more people on TikTok and Instagram than they used to be.
There are, and
but
Twitter,
these are
of
different
course.
Different forms of social media.
Yeah.
TikTok is for videos, right? It's more like the new YouTube than it is in the new Facebook.
Yeah, TikTok can be accurately described as short attention span theater.
Sure, I would agree with you. But So there's human beings, and they've spent times on websites.
Yes.
And they're spending less time on Facebook than they used to, and they're spending more time in other places.
Hopefully.
And some of those places are TikTok and Instagram.
Very true. Other suggestions are to opt out and opt out some more. Now that the cosmetic requests are done, like the Google thing, it's time for data brokers. There are hundreds of data brokers in the United States, and you can find lists of organizations like Privacy Rights Clearinghouse. To start, let's practice on big names such as Axiom, CoreLogic, Epsilon Data Management, Equifax, and Experian. I've only heard of two of those. And Equifax and Experian, I thought, were just credit monitoring things. You can opt out of letting these sites share your data, and in some cases you can request that they delete it. Naturally, each site has different hoops you have to jump through, such as sending an email, filling out a form, mailing, faxing a letter, or confirming your identity. It's unclear to me why someone would want to go through these steps to include some of this not overly important information. As with Google results, removing your information from data brokers doesn't mean it isn't still out there, and asking them to not share it doesn't mean other sites aren't still in possession of it. They got it from myriad sources, so on and so on. Most importantly, if they finally get to it, limit what you put online. They also do have other suggestions coming forward, but the most important one, limit what you put online. If something is available, like your driver's licensing, then chances are you're the one who made that available.
Yeah.
And it's a good idea to, you know, use Google to search for that kind of stuff so that you can remove it. But just be more careful about what you make publicly available. A lot of this, like your phone number, a lot of people attach that to their Facebook accounts, and then they make that information public or whatever. And just like that, anyone who wants to can look up your phone number and find it, you know, publicly accessible. All things that we should be aware of. Generally here, that's the most important one, and they barely give an entire paragraph. Be more cognizant of what you're putting online.
I want to talk about phone numbers for a second.
Well, may have to hold on just a moment. There is more coming up here from ForkFest here in 2022. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices have dipped slightly over the past few weeks, falling 4 cents to a national average of $5.05 a gallon, Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, admits the dip was not enough to ease consumers' pain at the pump.
Right now, with the average price $1.90 a gallon higher than it was 1 year ago, each 15-gallon fill of a vehicle means another $28.55 out of pocket.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Baton Rouge, Louisiana currently has the lowest average price for a gallon of gas at $4.39, and San Francisco has the highest at $6.39. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem says doctors should be punished for violating abortion laws, not women. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The president and other leaders are continuing to take action against Russia.
President Joe Biden said that the United States and other Group of Seven leading economies will ban imports of gold from Russia, the latest in a series of sanctions that the Club of Democracies hope will further isolate Russia economically over its invasion of Ukraine. A formal announcement will be expected Tuesday as the leaders meet for their annual summit. Today is the opening day of the G7 summit, and the leaders are hoping to discuss how to secure energy supplies and tackle inflation. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The King of Rock and Roll and Top Gun Maverick are tied for first place in this weekend's box office race. Baz Luhrmann's movie biography Elvis and Maverick both earned $30.5 million at North America's theaters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. With you today is Aria, Mark, and the Captain. I want to say thank you to Elephant in the Room. That's tonight's amplifier. That means Elephant in the Room is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the show, if you value the ideas of liberty being on close to 200 radio stations throughout the United States, you may consider joining the AMPS program. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It only takes $5 per month. That gets you in. And it does come with a number of cool little features like the AMP-only group on the Matrix server and the AMP-only Facebook group. But really, the reason you should join is because you value the ideas of liberty and you want to help us reach a larger audience. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Elephant in the Room. Now, Mark, you had a question or you wanted to say something about phone numbers.
Right. So back in the day when you wanted to, you know, do a phone campaign, because this is one of the biggest areas of privacy that I think about on a regular basis, is spam calls. I'm sick and tired of them talking to me about my car warranty. I don't have a car.
Right.
You know, you're not calling me about my car warranty because I don't have one. A car, that is. And, you know, a variety of...
I thought you had a car.
I don't have a car.
Okay.
Sold it. Gone.
Cool.
Thanks. Bye.
That's why you're in my car.
Yes. And... you know, there's a variety of other things that they do these calls on and that kind of thing. And it's intrusive and it's annoying. I can be in Honduras or halfway around the world, ring, ring, I'm getting a call. Remember, I'm a salesman by trade. I sell Free Talk Live's ads. I don't know why somebody's calling, so I pick up the phone to find out, and they're wanting to talk to me about my auto warranty. Well, I got to say, it's pretty frustrating, especially when they presume that the, you know, because it's a 603 area code, that I wake up at 9 a.m. Eastern, but I'm in Switzerland.
Right.
And,
sure.
You know, therefore, they're, you know, waking me up in the middle of the night or whatever the situation might be. This particular thing isn't really about the list anymore, right? So it used to be they collect lists and they get, you know, they call from these lists and they know the people and that kind of thing. They're not calling me, hey, Mark, we want to talk to you about your auto warranty. They're just saying we want to talk to you about your auto warranty.
Yeah, they don't know the name of the person anymore. I think they just use auto dialers at this point.
I think
they
just use auto dialers.
Yes, they do.
And that way, you know, there's 10 billion possible combinations of telephone numbers, and then there's a whole bunch of area codes that don't exist, so that wipes out huge columns of that 10 billion. By the way, it's 200, 300, 999, and there's a whole bunch of other area codes that just don't exist.
555, 666.
Well, yeah, and so the area codes are known as NPAs, and the next three digits are known as NXXs, or exchange numbers. So there are exchange numbers that are not used in public consumption as well. So you always see in the movies and TV, you see call 555, whatever the number, rest of the number is. Right, yeah. That 555 is reserved specifically for film and television.
The I've always heard them called prefix. The 555 would have been a prefix. So
the industry term is NXX.
Okay.
Yeah, NPA, NXX, and then last four.
And then the last four. So as the case may be, is all you have to do is do a little bit of searching, and you can find out which numbers to exclude. There's not that many telephone numbers even out there at that point. And at that point, you're much more likely to hit than miss once you exclude all the numbers that, you know, don't count.
You're describing a real problem, though, and it's going to get worse. So with the advent of cell phones, pagers, and faxes, the FCC actually ran out of phone numbers. And so they've
similar to the IPv4 issue that happened a number of years ago.
Right. It's almost identical. Their solution to it was to do what's called area code splits. So you've seen brand new area codes you haven't seen before over the course of your life, Mark. I know I have.
Sure. Sarasota, Florida used to be 813, like Tampa, and then turned into 941.
Right. And so New Hampshire hasn't seen that yet. As far as I know, 603 is the only area code.
Baby.
The 603. But at some point, I expect that there will be what's called an area code split, and basically the greater Manchester area will get its own area code, and the rest of New Hampshire will maintain 603.
Maybe they'll just follow the congressional districts for the two representatives that New Hampshire gets.
Yeah, it's usually population-based the way they do the split. So once you reach a level of saturation of a certain area code, they want to split that off, because as more devices get assigned these numbers, now there's virtual numbers. You don't even have to have a device. It just floats in the cloud, and you can tell it to ring you on whatever device you want. The technology is pretty cool. It does allow you some freedom in that. I know, Mark, you and I have discussed that you can get a service with a completely different area code, but it doesn't really help because each area code is based in a state, at least in the United States, and in those states they have laws that say, for telemarketing, for example, you can only telemarket between these hours of the day. So it doesn't matter. You're going to get telemarketed too. It's just going to be during a different schedule.
Well, understood, and all I'm trying to say is I'm trying to opt out of telemarketing as much as I possibly can. And I know one way that they used to do was that you'd get an answering machine and you'd go, and your message would start with doo-doo-doo, which is the disconnected number noise. And as long as whatever the gizmo was would hear this doo-doo-doo, it would say, oh, this is a disconnected. Then you'd give your, hey, it's me, Mark. You can leave a message after the tone or do whatever you want to do afterwards. But as long as it went doo-doo-doo, that was it.
So what that is it's the equivalent of computers listening for the touchtones.
Yeah.
And when they hear the touchtone, it's the basis of, like, faxing, right?
Sure.
Listens for a tone. Oh, I hear the tone. Okay, let's connect and let's exchange data. That's basically how that goes down. But you used to be able to record the digits, the tones of, like, your entire phone number, and then use commas for pausing for, like, a second, and then put in, like, your PIN code. And from any phone, you could just hold up a personal recorder and have it dial. And then you would be inside of your voicemail.
Yes.
You know, or whatever device you were trying to access by voice. So
I wonder if the...
That tech still exists. It's just now married to the rest of the digital world and the internet and apps and stuff like that.
Does the disconnected number tone still work? And if so, how many of the spam calls could I redirect in this way?
I
get spam texts, too, and I'm annoyed by this.
I get spam texts, and I have to take just a hair bit of responsibility for that. I say that because I worked for a company that we invented what's known as Pamming. There's a law in Washington State against pamming. What this is, it's pager spam. So the company I worked for had this great idea that we were going to generate leads to sell our new service by dialing every pager bank number that we could find. So we went around in the office. We're like, Bob, what's your NPA NXX? Oh, it's 425-387. Okay, so we're going to dial 425-387 1 or 0000 through 9999 with an auto dialer, and then it's going to send a toll-free number that routes right back to our call center so our salespeople can pitch this new feature, right? And it worked, except one of the pager banks that we hit was actually caused the Seattle SWAT team to be dispatched.
Oh, no.
and that was bad enough, but then the next incident was that we hit a bank of pager numbers for people who are waiting on their replacement organs, and I don't mean your console organ now on sale at the mall. I mean, you know, new liver, new kidney, yeah. That kind of a thing. And so once the media got a hold of that, our CEO had to go on television and do, like, this very somber apology kind of a thing.
I bet.
Because the company was just, like, we invented this because the company was too cheap to, like, purchase leads, right? And so okay. It left us, so, like, I'm attached to that as, like, a piece of kick-ass history. So you're partially getting spammed on your cell phone because of pamming, because people figured out how to do that. And so I apologize, Mark.
I think that somebody would have figured it out the week after you figured it out.
Yeah, I'm sure they would have. But I'm not like you in that. Maybe it's just because I've worked in telephony, but I do not get telemarketing at all. I can't tell you the last time I got a telemarketing call.
Huh.
And my number is published widely and that kind of a thing. A lot of people have it. It's been on websites and
that kind of
thing. Any tips
and tricks on how to not get spammed?
Well, the first thing I do is I ignore any call that comes in that doesn't have a name.
Yep.
So if it's just a number, I just let it go to voicemail. If it is, it says anything that I don't recognize, even if it is a name that I don't recognize, I let it go to voicemail. If somebody's legitimately calling me and they want my attention, they're going to call and they're going to leave a voicemail. Or they're going to call again and again and again until I'm annoyed enough to either block them or pick up the call.
People expect salespeople to be more responsive when it comes to...
Sure. And I would have a separate number for that I could program with only the hours of the day that I am available to take sales calls.
Yes, and that is...
Good advice. There is more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire with Aria, Mark, and the Captain. And evidently, the United States has banned Juuls, that's J-U-U-L, and it's a type of nicotine vape. But young vapers are already switching to newer products. This is the first I've heard about Juul being banned. I know there was...
So they haven't banned the family Juuls yet?
No, just the individual ones.
All right.
This week, the U.S. effectively banned Juul after the Food and Drug Administration ordered the e-cigarette maker to remove its popular products from the marketplace. Experts, statists, have held the move as significant, but they are also concerned that such efforts are failing to keep up with a fast-moving vaping industry, one where young people leap quickly from one product to another. Why are they trying so hard to prevent young people from vaping? Look, if they want to look, I don't know if I can say that. If they want to look like tools, then allow them to do so. Smoking was cool when you were a teenager. Vaping will not be and has never been cool.
The only exception I take to that, of course, is for folks who want or need to ingest marijuana in a form that isn't smoking the flower.
Vaping pot is different, yes. Vaping but nicotine is stupid.
Yeah, it looks the same, presumably.
But you mean vaping pot and vaping
nicotine.
Well, yes, but you can't go into your average convenience store and buy a pot vapor.
Although vaping nicotine did, for a short period of time, help me quit smoking. I didn't stay quit using that particular method, but it did help. Like, after I had quit, I was like, okay, well, when I feel the urge, I'm going to vape a little nicotine. It was the early, you know, the ones that looked like a cigarette, right?
Yeah.
So it was kind of a fake cigarette
kind
of a thing. But it did help. I didn't stay quit. I eventually took up smoking again. It wasn't actually until I became sort of principled and I went on a rant about not being a slave, and my friend Mike was like, hey, man, you don't like slavery? And I'm like, no, not at all. He's like, well, you're a slave to R.J. Reynolds, man. And, like, I thought about that for a while, and I was like, I really am R.J. Reynolds, bitch. And I put my cigarette out. It was the last cigarette I ever had.
Nice.
The... I wonder why they want to go after vaping. I mean, because it's just an aesthetics thing. Best I can tell, vaping is help better for you than smoking.
Yes.
But that, no, I mean, there's absolutely no evidence to support that. We don't know what vaping is going to do to people. It hasn't been around long enough. We know what smoking for 50 years is going to do to you. But we don't know what sucking down vegetable oil and propylene glycol into your lungs is going to do to you.
We can guess.
It's likely coating your lungs in something. You are breathing this stuff in. And it does have an impact.
I'm not claiming it doesn't. I'm claiming that tobacco is the deadliest thing in the world.
Vaping hasn't been around long enough to reach that point.
Vaping's been around long enough for them to do a 10-year study on somebody who's only ever vaped and
probably
see if,
a 10-year study, but you're not going to die of smoking in 10 years either.
Okay. I mean,
I've had doctors literally tell me, don't vape, but just carry on smoking. And this was multiple different doctors telling me that.
I've never heard that.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
But this was multiple doctors. I'm going to take the medical doctor's advice on what's good for me and what isn't, Mark.
All right. Well, you feel free.
I did end up quitting anyway, but vaping, it's a widespread idea, and it seems like it would be obvious that, you know, vaping is going to be healthier for you than smoking cigarettes.
It does seem obvious.
And that's probably true if you factor in all the additives and stuff in, like, Marlboro and Newport and all these others. But if you're smoking, like, an American Spirit or a Winston or something.
Okay, so I think the whole terminology about vaping being safer than smoking cigarettes is... needs to be prefaced or suffixed with if you're trying to quit smoking cigarettes, right? If you've been a lifetime smoker for a couple of decades or whatever it is, and you want to quit, then switching from actual cigarettes to vaping in an effort to stop doing both, I think is where that terminology comes from. And so, you know, if you want to argue the finite points about whether or not vaping is as healthy or less healthy than cigarettes, I think you have a point. But if your mission is to quit smoking, then I think vaping is a healthier option.
Well, nobody who's trying to quit smoking is advocating that the government pull Juul off the shelf. This is all about teenagers are smoking this thing, or, you know, doing this thing.
Motley Crue is going to do vaping in the boys' room, is that right?
Right. And that, when it comes down to it, I've vaped, I've smoked, and I can tell you that sometimes when, sometimes you want to just have something to do. And so I get it. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. And I would rather personally have my teenager vape than smoke. Now, this is a preference, and I'm not a medical doctor. And frankly, I'd wish they wouldn't do either. But kids are going to make bad decisions. It's almost the definition of being a teenager.
What if these nicotine vaporizers, like, one day went awry and, like, actually vaporized the people who were using them?
Well, some of them do that, right? There are, like, mod kits and stuff like that. I don't know exactly, but it was this was a number of years ago where, like, vapes were exploding in people's faces and stuff
like
that.
Right. They were trying to make laws about that, too, when that happened.
Yeah, that was about people using, homemade mod kits and stuff like that to get bigger, more robust pools, I guess. I don't know why you would want to have the fact that mod kits even existed for vaping. I hate the entire culture. This hipster, we want to be like a tattoo shop culture around vaping. You know what I'm talking about. If you've ever been in one of these vape stores, they got a little couch there. They'll have like a PlayStation 4 or a PlayStation 5 and a big screen television. You know, they want to portray it as this awesome little kick deck hangout spot. It's like, dude, you're not a tattoo shop. I didn't work there. I walked into one of these stores, and this lady literally had vape tattooed on her arm right here. And I'm like... That shows a level of commitment to this thing that that impresses me.
Everybody's
right?
Got to have their sport. For some, it's vaping.
There is a vaping competition, right? There are cloud busting. I don't know what they call them. I don't know if they still exist or not. But it's like you look at that. It's like, yeah, this is why smoking was cool and vaping will never be, right? Smoking did have that culture, that hangout spot, that tattoo mentality. But I mean, like, you would go into a tattoo shop and hear like kill switch engage, whereas you go into a vapor shop and you hear like Katy Perry or something like that. Very difficult.
I'd rather look at Katy Perry than listen to her.
That was one of the main reasons I always said that I would never start vaping. I don't even like the word vaping, right? Because it's just using a vaporizer would make me feel better. But vaping is just a clunky, horrible sounding word. It sounds like it's not cool.
Well, I feel like you might be a little more conscious of your social peer group than others might be, and
perhaps
you came up with when this you're being younger came up when this would matter. I am of the opinion that there was pressure to smoke when I was a kid. There definitely was.
I don't know. I think Arya just like sort of showed that her generation is a little bit older now.
Yeah, sure.
Than it was a minute ago, and this is her version of Get Off My Lawn.
Right, that's exactly that.
I just think if they're going to be cool, then they should do things that are cool and not vape, right?
Well, I'm not sure what cool is. Being 51,
look,
the
I'm
cool
not sure
is
what it is
long
either.
Left me.
And they believe that it's cool.
All I'm saying is that any that the government getting involved in this, they're just being jerks, and they ought to stop.
Look, they're just propping up R.J. Reynolds and other major tobacco companies.
Sure, I'm not gonna, encouraging people to smoke cigarettes.
I'm not going to vape shame these people for the same reason that I support freedom of speech. I want to know where the douchebags and a-holes are.
Sure.
Right? And if they want to mark themselves in some way, shape, or form by putting up pamphlets or vaping, feel free to do so.
So, Jewel is arguing that, they help people quit smoking. They show that it reduced smoking by underage youth by 43% and young adults by 27%. So, they admit that, adults and kids under the age of 18, whatever, they do use Jewel, but preventing them from smoking cigarettes instead. So it's like...
I've never seen a person with both a cigarette and a Juul in their hands.
Yeah, so they seem to be making the argument that the government would rather have 15-year-olds smoking cigarettes than using Juuls.
Sound accurate?
How ironic that, it's come full circle. The government is now advocating for smoking cigarettes in an effort to reduce vaping.
It is likely that the FDA's marketing denial will have an impact, says the CEO of Juul. I mean, will have an impact. Certainly, you're banned from U.S. markets. Juul is still a popular product among young people who do use e-cigarettes, and Juul has a certain level of brand recognition and cultural cachet among youth that may be susceptible to nicotine use. So maybe around the world they could still have some success, but being banned from the United States is going to put a pretty big dent in their sales, I would imagine.
Big market.
I just have to say, how about the government stop trying to tell people what to do and how to live their lives?
I mean, that would be a lot better, right? But see, it's for the children, and that's what a lot of these people use as their arguments. Oh, we can't allow Juul because they have flavored vapes. And I've seen the new things are Hydes, right? It's not even Juul. Juul got beat out by Hyde like within the last year or so.
Yeah.
Hyde are disposable. They last for 2 or 3 days, and they're flavored, and they do exactly the same thing.
But they're smaller, and you can put them in your hand, and people don't know you're doing it, right?
The government, to me, appears to have created a culture of people wanting to impose their opinions on other people, and they think it's right of them to do so. They think it's cool to do so, and it's sickening, really, and it needs to stop. Human beings need to just learn how to mind their own damn business.
Well said. It's Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.